sin. And our words were these: dear person who owes me money, I'm writing this letter to you to let you know that as of this moment, I'm releasing you of all obligation to the debt that you have owed. Because I have come to understand that the universe is abundant and that I have the ability to tap into the resources of abundance, and I am no longer needing the vortex of you in order to satisfy that abundance. He was dumbfounded. He could not accept our words. And then we went on to explain to him that we could see what his struggle had caused him to put into his vibrational escrow. And that we could see from our aerial view that every moment he spent trying to collect that debt was disallowing him of receiving the abundance that had been lined up for him otherwise. What we're really talking about here, and you said it in your words as you began, is the difference between having your feet in the physical world of manifestation or in the non-physical world of vibration. And you can't have one foot in one world and one foot in the other. When you take both feet and you put them in your own vibrational vortex, right, and you let that be the basis of the vibration that is you, now you are only in the vibration of well-being. You can call it love or appreciation or alignment. You can call it anything that is comfortable to you. But it is our promise to you that when you are there and only there, only things that match what is in your vibrational escrow can be your experience.
Right.
And then our friend, he made some effort at that, and debt that had not been paid in a long time began coming to him. In other words, it was astonishing to him to realize that the pressure that he was putting on them was also keeping them from giving. Because when you put pressure on people, all it does is make them feel defensive against you. Where when you take the pressure off and you line up with who you are, those who are going to pay are going to pay, and those who are not going to pay are not going to pay, and it is too great of a price to pay to push against them, really.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense, and I've experienced a portion of that, so
yes.
I'm going to do the same. Abraham, can I ask a second really important question?
Yes.
This was actually my first, and the other one got in the way. 3.5 years ago, I grew up in a small town, and drugs were very prominent in my circle of friends. And I've always been fairly self-sufficient and been able to stay away from the peer pressures. And so about 3.5 years ago, out of my own curiosity and just wanting to experience what they're experiencing, I tried probably about 80% of the drugs that were in the marketplace. And I'm not talking prescription drugs. And we're having, just sitting down with some of my friends here on the cruise. There's about 16 of us. And one of them asked me, said, Darren, you know, what's one of the biggest awakenings you ever had? And that didn't pop into my brain until this morning. And I realized that experiencing what a drug does to somebody, how it was just so, I mean, I know why there's drug addicts now. It was just so uplifting, believe it or not, and brought me into this place of love that I had never experienced in my life, wanting to just go talk to random people and just love everything about them. And not in an out-of-control state either, in a very controlled state. That really raised the bar for me in my life. And I said, okay, my new mission now is to be of that vibration, sober all the time. And I've always sought to do that. And so it's one of the best experiences. What do you say about that? Like, what, you know, how does a drug do that to us? And how come we're not always of that vibration? And is it telling us something about where we should be?
Well, it's the intentionality that you held in the participation with it has a lot to do with the experience that you had. Yeah. First, let us say that anything that you participate within chemically, right, that adjusts your perception of where you stand, does cause an allowance of who you are to be your more vivid experience. In other words, it was an experience of induced releasing of resistance. Right. Now, the reason that we are not encouraging induced releasing of resistance, yeah, is because you can't maintain, because the physiology of your body, Your body will acclimate to whatever you give it.